Locally owned for more than 25 years, Chateau Retirement offers premier, independent, and assisted living to seniors in Lynnwood, Bothell, and Renton. Our skilled and compassionate staff are committed to the holistic well-being of each resident. Our Chateau Gardens Memory Care specializes in person-centered programming in a safe, therapeutic environment. At Chateau Retirement, our residents live a happier, healthier, longer life. We invite you to visit one of our communities today, Chateau Pacific in Lynnwood, Chateau Bothell Landing, and Chateau Valley Center in Renton. Schedule a tour today. Call 1-800-960-1944. Visit chateauretirement.com for more information. It's like living on a cruise ship on land.
Usually in dementia, we cannot dwell in the past nor the future, right? They live in the moment. When I have a family member come up to me and say, that was a wonderful event.
Yeah.
And my mom was really happy with what was going on in memory care.
Yeah.
That really hits me hard, right?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're here for the residents.
Yes.
Whatever time they have left, we want to make sure that they do have quality time.
Right.
Right. We always hear that, oh, they have dementia, they won't remember anymore. That's not true.
Right.
Because at that moment, if you made them happy, then they know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something made them happy.
Yeah.
So I think that's a very important piece with these activities.
Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network, heard across the USA. We're very excited to be located here today doing an interview at Chateau Valley Center with Chateau Retirement. And obviously, being a 25-year-old family-owned organization with three communities, Renton, Bothell, and Lynnwood, in Greater Puget Sound in Washington State, it's such an honor for me to be here because, as my listeners know, I started with Chateau Retirement in my journey as a family caregiver with my mom. And so it's like coming home for me to be here. And since then, of course, 16 years later, here I am. And I am so grateful every day for the foundational education that I had as a family member. And I remember what those days were like and how you deal with families that are probably as confused and maybe even more so than I was. And I know I was like a deer in the headlights in the early days. I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what to do. And Chateau Retirement became my lifeline. You know, you guys became my, you know, if I had a question, if I needed help, whatever that was. And so I am very honored to have Michelle Olays with us, and she is the Chateau Gardens Memory Care Director at Chateau Valley Center. And Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice.
You know, personally, I have a big soft spot in my heart for memory care. It's probably one of the things that keeps me so passionate about our industry because of programs like what you have for those that have Alzheimer's dementia, Parkinson's, Lewy body dementia, different forms of brain function that need assistance and care. And obviously, it's an important piece of taking care of our seniors. And I know that we're, as official partners with the Alzheimer's Association, some of the statistics are overwhelming. You know, I know, for example, that there is a chance 1 in 9 people in the USA today over the age of 65 are actually predisposed to Alzheimer's disease. And they are making enormous breakthroughs towards a cure. And there are still those that have maybe Alzheimer's disease, they have dementias, forms of dementia, and they need that type of care. And what you guys do is amazing to take care of those individuals. So first of all, Michelle, in introducing you to our listeners, I want to say thank you for what you do. You know, there's some group of people that I see as truly the unsung heroes, it is those that deal with those that have memory loss. And certainly the kinds of programs that you do, especially in conjunction with life enrichment, I've been able to see firsthand, not only with, you know, my work in the industry, but what we do with our therapy dogs. And I've seen what life enrichment does when we bring in dogs to a memory care facility, and then all of a sudden it's like this face lights up and something recognizes. And those are the things I think, Lacey, your department, you know, your life enrichment program, having specialized programs for those with brain injuries, with different sorts of memory function, is so vitally important. So, Michelle, I'm really excited to talk to you specifically about how memory care interfaces with life enrichment. And how do you see the relationship between your two entities?
I look at it as they're both very important entities, but I don't look at it as separate entities, rather independent pillars that mm-hmm. is very important to enhance the quality of life of our residents. Mm-hmm. Nursing, we take care of the medical part. We give the medications, the physical, the illnesses. We want to keep them safe. While life enrichment, they're there to provide social interaction, mm-hmm. Meet their spiritual needs. There's just so many things that we work hand in hand that are both essential in providing the needs of our residents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, you guys being on the front lines, understanding a little bit more about the evolution of the residents, what they're attracted to, what the needs are. You guys probably have a lot of communication between each other. Lacey, how do you interact with memory care?
Memory care holds also a special place in my heart. My grandmother suffered through dementia, and it's just a horrible disease. So we work very closely with all of our nursing staff and our caregivers mm-hmm. and med techs. We try to be very involved in memory care. And we are working on having, you know, weekly morning meetings with the teams to make sure we're all on the same page. Mm-hmm. I want them to be involved and aware that they, you know, any ideas you all have to help with the residents, mm-hmm. this is not just it's everyone's job to enrich people's lives. Especially for memory care, we have a lot of care staff from different countries. And what I'd like to do is I get them involved, and this part is actually more on the AL-IL side for like armchair travels to Ethiopia and Haiti and that mm-hmm. kind of stuff. But in memory care, it takes a village.
Yeah.
It's a hard job. And I have so much respect for nurses and memory mm-hmm. care. And it's a hard job in dementia and Alzheimer's. And we couldn't do it without them mm-hmm. and vice versa.
Absolutely.
When residents are busy, it gives the care staff a little bit more time to do what they need to do and vice versa on that mm-hmm. as well. So. Mm-hmm. I think we all really rely on one another, and we all work really well together.
Yeah. And I think one of the things, Lacey and Michelle, what you guys are talking about, which I think are so vital, is that there's so many family caregivers out there trying to hold it together for someone that is advancing with Alzheimer's and dementia. And they feel like they have to do everything. And it reaches a point where they can't do it anymore. And I've seen, you know, we just recently did a podcast on, Gene Hackman's wife, Betsy, and what happened to that whole scenario, which is just heartbreaking. But when you think about, you know, she didn't take care of herself. And as a result, what happened? And, you know, I look at, you know, who cares for the caregiver? And a big piece of that is that memory care outlet that you can actually have that loved one, you know, live in a community where they have the type of care that they need. And to understand too that as a family caregiver that you have rights too. You have a right to live your own life and to, you know, and to have a good quality of life. And so many individuals that I run to, families, they are so burned out and they're so over the top. I mean, I'm sure, Lacey, and, you know, Michelle, you've seen it firsthand many times. So I'm just curious. You obviously work together with, what kinds of programs do you do for those that are in memory care?
Yeah, we do a lot of things. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned pet therapy, which we do at every community. We do music therapy at every community.
I love that.
It's incredible. We do fitness and exercise and coffee socials and scenic drives and outings and basically anything that we try to do on the ALIL side, we try to do in memory care. We mm-hmm. don't want to put them on the back burner because if anything, they're a little bit more, you know, they're more vulnerable. They're mm-hmm. a little more, you have to put them at the forefront.
Mm-hmm.
And we get the family members involved. You know, if they were an author or they used to be a secretary, all of our communities have life skill stations that has anything that they have used in the past, like an old typewriter or a rotary phone or a Rolodex.
Mm-hmm.
I've really done a lot of research on, you know, what they've had in the 50s and 60s that mm-hmm. they would resonate with. And that's where the care staff come in. When Life Enrichment is doing activities, the care staff help with introducing them and bringing them to the life skill stations.
Mm-hmm.
And we have baby doll stations and little animal places and art stations and anything that we can think of that they would, you know, resonate mm-hmm. with them, that they
right.
would remember. And the one thing is music therapy. That just is the best thing that I think anyone could have at any community.
You know, I've seen videos of sometimes people are in like stage 4, stage 5 Alzheimer's where they're almost non-responsive and you play a song
yes.
like, you know, Frank Sinatra singing My Way and immediately yeah. they start coming
it's
alive.
It's incredible.
It's amazing what the human brain can recognize and, you know, how that happens. And I think one of the things that you guys are skilled about, I've seen also art therapy where people are, they've never painted a picture before and they're in advanced stages of dementia and they paint these beautiful pictures. It's fascinating to me.
It is. And I think what actually also sets Chateau apart is, you know, if you have Alzheimer's or dementia, you just have to realize that you need to be where the residents are
mm-hmm.
and don't try to, you know, quote unquote, lie or make stories up. Just be with them mm-hmm. and where they are. And for families that are scared, we try to do our best and have family nights with memory care. And we'll bring in an mm-hmm. Alzheimer's Association presenter to talk to them about it.
Right.
It's a very scary thing.
Right.
But what people need to realize is that we're all here for them.
And you know, what you're saying is so true because I remember my mom had dementia. And one of the things that she would never answer a question from a doctor correctly. And of course, it was my interest as her daughter to get everything accurate. Well, I didn't understand what I was doing was correcting her. Mm-hmm. And I was taken aside by your memory care person or your I guess it was the head of nursing at Chateau Pacific. And she said, Suzanne, don't worry about it. She said, we know where your mom's at, and here's the thing. The truth at this point in their life is pretty much irrelevant. Let her speak. And I thought, wow, that is like so enlightening because so many family caregivers out there, they feel like they have to be militantly correct and that they get everything right. There's this over-responsibility. I'm sure you deal with families all the time like that of, well, that's not true, Mom. And then you learn, wow, you guys coached me as far as you don't have to speak for your mom. It's okay. And that was really important. I had a support network, which was as she was declining, it was wonderful to be able to have staff like you as her daughter. And like when you said about involving the families. So you guys have regular events that you do with families. Tell me a little bit about these types of events.
We do. So we try to quarterly at least have a memory care family night where mm-hmm. either we'll bring in an entertainer, a musician, they'll sing, they'll play songs.
Nice.
We will have a really lovely dinner where all of the department heads will help serve food.
Nice.
Occasionally there'll be dancing. It's really a great time. And then we try to switch it up and do a little lecture
mm-hmm.
Family night just for the families mm-hmm. just to learn more about it. If they have mm-hmm. questions, we'll have our nurses there.
Amazing.
We've done it before where we've had a bingo night where the families come in and play bingo with mm-hmm. the residents. Anything just to get them involved and to know that they're in a very safe place and that
yeah.
they're okay.
Yeah. So Michelle, how is that for you when you do these events and a little bit more in your department? How do you see the interaction with your residents?
Great interaction, especially with family members attending, or it could be a friend, not say family members. It's spending that moment with them, mm-hmm. right? Seeing their loved ones smile, seeing their loved ones involved, seeing their loved ones enjoy the entertainment. Mm-hmm. 'Cause usually in dementia, we cannot dwell in the past nor the future, right? They live in the moment.
Yeah.
And if that moment...
And every day is different.
It is.
There's good days and there's not good days.
I always tell my family members that there are good days and there are bad days, right? Mm-hmm. Not so good days. Mm-hmm. But seeing the joy. And when I have a family member come up to me and say, that was a wonderful event.
Yeah.
And my mom was really happy mm-hmm. With what was going on in memory care.
Yeah.
That really... hits yeah. me hard, right?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, we're here for the residents.
Yes.
Whatever time they have left, we want to make sure that they do have quality time.
Right.
Right. We always say that, we always hear that, they have dementia, they won't remember anymore. That's not true.
Right.
Because at that moment, if you made them happy, then they know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something made them happy. Yeah. So I think that's a very important mm-hmm. Piece with these activities.
And you've been in this world for a while. Tell me a little bit about your background. I'd love to learn a little bit about how you ended up here.
At Chateau.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I graduated with a bachelor's in nursing overseas. My dad was in the military. I started off working as a nursing assistant in one of the skilled nursing facilities here in Renton. And then after...
And how long ago was that?
Oh, that was a long time ago. That was about more than 20 years ago. And
so you've been in this industry a long time.
I have been. So working there, they saw my potential. They offered me a restorative nursing assistant, which trained in.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they offered me the activity director position. And I was kind of like, oh my goodness, I don't think I'm that social type of person. But you know, you learn.
Mm-hmm.
There's always room for learning,
yeah.
right? And then after that, moved to California, got married, moved to California. I got my nursing license. And I worked mostly outpatient. Then came back here.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up in outpatient clinic and then long-term care facility again, which mm-hmm. is in Des Moines.
Right.
So I worked there for 8 years and as a resident care manager. And activities always had a special place in my heart
mm-hmm.
just because I know the importance of it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it enhances their social interaction, the connection
mm-hmm.
With not just family members, but mm-hmm. also the staff. And I ended up with Chateau and
I love that.
Almost 10 years and
That's
happy
incredible.
To work at this wonderful place.
Yeah. And obviously speaking with Cindy earlier and Lacey, you guys, when someone new comes into the building and moves in, tell me a little bit about how that individualized need of someone that's in memory care, how do you put together that plan?
So during the assessment process, mm-hmm. then we of course we ask about the background.
Mm-hmm.
One of the questions is what were their interests, right?
Right.
So once we know what their occupation was and what activities they enjoyed to do, then I connect with the Life Enrichment and let them know what interests this
yeah.
resident likes to do.
Yeah.
And then we work together as
mm-hmm.
a team.
Mm-hmm.
And what usually happens is if there's any issues, for example, with behaviors or mood changes,
wow.
then they let me know. So we have to work hand in hand.
Yeah. Yeah. And to think about, what did they love? That's what's familiar So when they're in their apartment or in, you know, whatever they're living, you know, in a memory care facility, it's that familiarity that is grounding, I'm assuming, for those. Obviously, Lacey, you guys are very much involved in probably a lot, even setting up the apartment itself of, you know, the living environment. How does that work?
You know, life in Richmond, we don't do a lot with the apartments, mm-hmm. but we do encourage the families to bring in anything and everything that was in their home, in their room, that feels comfortable mm-hmm. and familiar.
Yeah.
And we really encourage them to, you know, still come and visit and yeah. still participate in activities. And
if they're a musician, bring in their piano,
anything.
Bring in their, you know, whatever that is.
Yes.
Obviously, those are things that, you know, that are important. And really understanding how you individualize care goes right back to that first initial assessment and meeting with the family to make sure that they're going to be enriched here overall.
Yes.
In the quality of life. So, yeah. Do you have any, like, special memories of, you know, your time here at Chateau since you've been here?
Yes, I do. There's several of them, but one that's very special to me is we had a resident who had dementia at an early age. So yeah. moving in was a very difficult process for the family. Mm-hmm. We met with them several times, and this was during COVID. Yeah. So it was just really, really hard for the family to find a place. And finally, after so many tours yeah. with the chateau, they chose us. So we were able to take care of this resident for 3 years. And just the joy that the family yeah. has to see that their loved one is safe, mm-hmm. that they're engaged in activities, mm-hmm. Made them really happy yeah. for the resident to
yeah.
be here.
Yeah.
And they always ask this question, how do you guys do it? It's not an easy job, right? And I always say, when you do it naturally, mm-hmm. you have happy residents, you have healthy residents.
Yeah.
And
I love that.
We just want to make sure that we meet that emotional need, that social needs of the residents to make sure that their life is enhanced mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. in our memory care.
Wow, I love that. Michelle, thank you so much. Lacey, thank you so much. Life enrichment is a lot more than activities, everyone. It's quality of life, quality of care. And I am so honored to be here. Thank you, ladies.
So much.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.